the final part is after we've added components and talked about how to create an action method which is going to handle events from those components, is to use a layout manager to say how the components are supposed to appear on the page. So as we mentioned, you don't lay components out by hand in pixel space. You have a set of 5 layout managers which are provided for you, which have general strategies for how the components are going to be laid out in the space. And there are 2 reasons to do this, at least. One is just that it's a higher level thing. It's quite tedious to have to figure out with pixels where to put things, and it's also quite difficult to change. And the other is that for use, in particular with browser systems and applets, the user can resize the browser. The components might appear in a different order. It's very hard to control exactly the appearance of the layout in general, and a layout manager will just have a general scheme to try to lay things out and make it fit what the size of the browser window is. So there are 5 layout managers which are provided. Presumably there will be more custom layout managers provided as classes for Java are created. The way you do provide a layout is there's a method called setLayout in which you give it a constructor for whichever type of layout you want to have. As an example, a flow layout.